Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lila Nishmas. Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Moi Katan Daf Ches. It's great to be back in Woodmere after a little trip to Eretz Yisrael. Today I am off to the mountains of Colorado. Again, I was asked to join a trip of people who are going to be out there. I'm going to be serving as the rabbi in the Magid Shir, whatever it is. And my daughter gets a good skiing out of it, so it's a win-win all around. So the Shir for the next week, I'm in Motzei Shabbos, basically they're 2 hours earlier than us. So I'll be giving Shir at 6:25 a.m. Central Time, which is 8:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to join the Zoom at 8:25 starting tomorrow, Sunday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program here. Motzei Shabbos probably be also about 2.5 hours after Shabbos instead of a half hour after Shabbos. Okay, great daf we have for you today. Really great stuff. Let's get right to it. Oh, wait a second. Stop recording. There we go. So we left off by Amar Mar. One second, let me just get the notes out here. We'll get the notes going. Because there's a lot to say over here. Daf Yomi, what Moed cover is that? Okay. Okay, so we left off at Amar Mar, which is on the sixth line of Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar. We mentioned earlier that we learned from the pasuk Uviyom Heraos Bo Basar Chai. We mentioned that Yesh Yom Shata Roa Bo Yesh Yom Shiata Roa Bo. That some days you would bring the Negayim to a kohen, and some days you wouldn't bring Negayim to a kohen. So then we learn it from the pasuk Uviyom Heraos Bo Basar Chai Uviyom. Right. So some days you would show Negayim, and some days not. My mashma. How do you see it from the pasuk? Amar Abaye, Im Kane. If the pasuk is only coming to teach me the halacha that you have to show it to the kohen, so lichtov rachmana biyom my uviyom the extra vav shmamina yesh yom shatarobo yesh yom shiatarobo. The Gemara had learned that from this, if you remember, that if it's a chasan during his shavu brachas, he doesn't have to show a negayim, or any other person during all of Yontif. You don't have to show the guy because Yontif is a time of Simcha, Shev Baruch is a time of Simcha. We don't want to mess up your Simcha with Taras, so we just tell you, don't even bother showing it to the Kohen. Oh, I didn't wish everybody good morning. Good morning, Avi, Shlomo David, Gershon Eitan in person, as well as Chanachenach, David Yoshua, Jeremy, Ruben, Mordechai. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava has a different explanation. Kula kra yiseiruhu. The whole pasuk uviyom heirosbo basar chai yitma. To imkain, if you just needed to use it for the pashup shat, lichta rachmana uve heiros. Just skip the whole word in general. That whenever you see, right, this pasuk actually, gentlemen, is talking about a fascinating halacha by tzaras, which is if you have tzaras covering your entire body, you're tahar. Very weird halacha. Like, if you're the whole body is saras, but if you have one little splotch, if you have one little splotch of normal flesh, then you're tummy. So uviyom heirosma basarchai. So if the whole pasuk was just needed for that, you could have just left out the word uviyom entirely. Just say uveheirosma. My uviyom shma mina yesh yom shatarobo yesh yom shiatarobo. Now why doesn't Abaye like that? Abaye, hahum Abaye no. You need that pasuk of yom for a different halacha. Bayom velo balayla. Whoa. You're only allowed to show a kohen a negat saras during the day and not during the night. By the way, let's say your wife sees a certain type of blood, whatever, you're not sure, is this damnida, is she a nida or not? So she's going to go to the rabbi, and the rabbi is going to take a look at the mara to see whether it's blood or not. So the halacha is also that a rabbi is only allowed to see it, not only during the day. It has to be a sunny day. It has to be seen by the light of the sun. It's a similar halacha they have over here. that Negayim you only see by Yom, and also Dam Nido, we want the rabbi to be able to look at it by the light of the sun. If it's not a sunny day, the rabbi's got to figure out how he's going to pass this. You really have to have daylight or sunlight. The Rava, B'yom B'layla, B'layla B'nale, so if Rava uses the whole word of a Yom, how does he know B'yom B'layla? Nafkalei, mi l'chol mare enei ha-kohen. Right? You got to show it when the Kohen can see it with his eyes. That's only in the day. Abai says, no, that pasuk l'chol mare enei ha-kohen, that we use it to tell me that a Kohen who's blind in one eye cannot see the Goyim. L'chol mare enei ha-kohen. He's got to have all of his eyes available to see it. Because doesn't Rava need the pasuk to teach me that a Kohen who's blind in one eye can't see the Goyim? Says, you're right. So that's not the pasuk. L'chol mare enei ha-kohen is not the pshat. So where's the source? So where's Rava's source? How does Rava know b'yom v'lo b'layla? Nafkalei from a different pasuk. Kinega nira li baboyus. Oh, you got to show to the Kohen, you have to say, Kinega nira li baboyus, li velola ori. I could see the nega in my house with my own two eyes because it's daylight, and not that I was using a torch or a flame or something else to use it. Vabaye, ime hasam, no. Maybe you can't learn from nige batim to nige aguf like we saw in yesterday's daf or 2 days ago's daf. Vabaye. Maybe there's a halacha that where the tumah is not on your body, there you have to see it during the day and not the night. But it's a tzaras. There's three kinds of tzaras, right? There's tzaras on your body, there's tzaras on your garment, and there's tzaras on your house. So maybe from tzaras on your house, okay, there you can't see it beyond below belayel. Aval tumah de gufei, afiula oronami. Maybe it's such a serious tumah, you got to deal with it right away. Maybe even at night by the light of a candle also would be okay. Kamash Malan, that's why I need the other pasuk. Okay. Brand new Mishnah. Here we go, says the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah continues discussing things that are usher to do on Chol HaMoed because it causes you pain. And Yontif is supposed to be a time of Simcha, so you can't do things that cause you pain. Ah. Now, we have a situation. Apparently, in those days, they used to... different opinions exactly what this is. We'll talk about it in a minute. But the Mishnah is talking about a case of where someone... And by the way, Nebuch, we would have never heard of such a thing like this. But in Corona, this happened all the time. I was at a number of funerals. Nebuch, if we remember 2 years ago, when this was going on all the time, people couldn't bury people. They said they had a plot in Eretz Yisrael. Couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. What are you supposed to do? So they would bury people temporarily in graves in America, and then when the corona broke off, they would dig up the bones, dig up the casket, and then bring them. That's what the Mishnah is talking about over here. Except here we're talking about digging it up, not to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, but digging up the bones in order to rebury the person in the family plot. For whatever reason, he wasn't able to be buried in the family plot the first time, and then they're going to dig him up. So can you do that on Chol HaMoed? No, that causes pain again for the person to see, oh my gosh, I had to bury my father once, now I got to bury my father again. So are you allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed? That's the discussion over here. Zok Tehele Gemara. Zok Tehele Gemishnah, I should say. V'od Amar Rabbi Meir. And further, Rabbi Meir taught another halacha. Just like Rabbi Meir allowed you in the last Mishnah to see... you're allowed to see Negayim on Chol HaMoed. You had another leniency. A person is allowed to gather up the bones of his father and mother. So Rashi says, why are you doing it? And by the way, again, I feel badly. I wasn't here for the beginning of Moed Katan. I didn't give you a proper introduction. But one of the things that about Moed Katan, so Rashi, we're not even sure Rashi's really Rashi. We call him the Miyuchas the Rashi. We assume it's Rashi, but in Moed Katan, we're not sure Rashi's Rashi. But we'll call it Rashi. Whenever I say Rashi, I mean Miyuchas the Rashi. Okay. So Rashi and also the Talmud Harimi Pariz, that's one of the big Rishonim on Moed Katan, the Talmud of the Rimi Pariz, the Rishon from Paris. Anyway, so they hold that why were you uprooting the bones? Because you wanted to bury him in the family plot. So, Vodamar Ameir, Malakadam Sosa Vimo, Mipnesha Simcha Hilo. Why is it a simcha? Because you're burying your father finally in the family burial plot. So he says you're allowed to do that. So it's not a tsar. Rabbi Yossi Amar, what are you talking about? Evel hulo. You're digging up my father again. I got to see my father's casket again. It causes me pain. It causes me sorrow. And he says, you cannot do that on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi says, right, Rashi says that for whatever reason, you couldn't bury him in the family plot. Now you're burying the family plot. The Yushalmi says, their minute was to bury all dead people without an aron in a moist area so that the flesh should decompose quickly. And then afterwards, they would gather the bones and bury him in an aron in a known kever. Now, what's the simcha? So Rashi says the simcha is he's being buried by his family. The Numuke Yosef says the simcha is that he's finally being able to become kibud aveim. That's the simcha. The Yushalmi says the simcha is that by the decomposition of the flesh, so the mace gets mechilas avonos. So even though at the time this tsar, you know there's now going to be simcha because you're reinterring him now that the flesh is decomposed. Next line of the Mishnah. Also a big machlokas what the next line of the Mishnah means. Says not in the Mishnah. Lo yo'er adam al meso, velo yaspidenu kodim l'regel shloshim yom. Okay, what do the words literally mean? So it's two cases here. Lo yo'er adam al meso, don't wake a person up about the dead person. Velo yaspidenu kodim l'regel shloshim yom. And you don't give a hesped 30 days before yadav. So what's going on over here? So the Rishonim have a discussion. Rashi, Miyuchas to Rashi, says like this. If someone dies more than 30 days before Yontif, you're not allowed to hire somebody to give a hesped within 30 days. And also, someone who dies within 30 days, you're also not allowed to give a hesped. So the Mishnah is telling you two halachas. Don't awaken mourning in a guy who died more than 30 days by making a hesped for him within 30 days of Yontif. And certainly someone who died within 30 days of Yontif, you're not allowed to make a hesped for that person. That's the way Rashi understands. The Me'iri and the Muke Yosef say no. It means like this. We know that a Talmud Chacham, you are allowed to give a hesped for in Chol HaMoed. So don't include in the hesped other people who already died, because you're awakening them up to be sad. On why should more people be sad on Chol HaMoed? Okay, Talmud Chacham, you're going to do it, because we don't want to make too much crying on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you're and the next halacha is that a guy who dies more than 30 days before, so you're not allowed to give him a hesped. So the first halacha has nothing to do with 30 days. But the second one, because it only says 30 days by the second halacha, not by the first one. So the Meir Nukiyos says, no, only the second halacha is 30 days. A guy who dies 50 days before, don't give him a hesped 30 days, within 30 days of Yontif. And the other halacha, the first halacha, is that don't include other people in the hesped of a Talmud Chacham on Chol HaMoed.
So the burial will be on Chol HaMoed as well?
Yeah. You're allowed to bury anybody on Chol HaMoed. Or just the Shiva is pushed off, but the burial happens on Chol HaMoed. According to this, right. Now the Yushalmi says, another pshat, anyone who dies more than 30 days before, so don't give them a hesped within 30 days. However, mesim who do die within 30 days, of course you are allowed to give them a hesped. Right? Don't include other mesim in a hesped of someone before 30 days. And someone who dies 30 days before, more than 30 days before, don't give him a hesped within 30 days. But a mace who actually dies within 30 days, of course you are allowed to give a person a hesped. And the Ramban says a fourth pshat. Ramban says, if it's within 30 days after the death, you're allowed to be masped somebody even within 30 days of Yontif. So as long as it's within 30 days of the death, you are allowed to be masped within 30 days. Okay. One last point, and then we'll go further. One last point. The Gemara talks about this a little bit. The Mishnah says you're allowed to gather your father's bones because it's a simcha. But the question is, don't we know that a day that you inter somebody from the that you take somebody out of the ground and rebury them, you have a lach of avelos on such a day. You're mechuyev to misavel on such a day with the rabbanan. Ah, so some say what it means is the simcha of moed is on you, and therefore you're not going to feel the avela so much because it's yontif, it's chol hamoed. According to Rabbi Yossi, the simcha of yontif is not machlish the tzar kol kach. But the Meir and the Numukah Yosef say no. The chi of simcha is doche, the chi of avelos midrabanon. According to Rabbi Yossi, even though simcha is doche avelos, it's still not good to do it on chol hamoed because it's going to bring you a little bit of pain. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Uriminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. We learned in a brisa. Hamalaki that some of imo harizim misaba leim kolayom. If you're gathering up the bones and reburying them, you have to have avails all day long. Ula erev ein misaba leim. But that night, the avails is finished. Only one day. Vam rav chista afilu tzuru slo besedino. Even if you have the bones together in a sheet, so you see in the brisa that there is avelos on that day. So you see that there's pain. So what are you telling me? What are you telling me that you're allowed to do it on? How could Rav Meir say that you're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed because Rav Meir says it's a simcha hilo? What do you mean? There's a chiyav avelos. There's a chiyav avelos. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Ema, no, you have to reread. This is the way you should explain what Rav Meir means in the Mishnah. He doesn't mean that you have simcha in the likudat samos. No, it's painful. But mipnei simchas haregel alav, you're allowed to do it because even though you have a velus, but you have a mitzvah of simchas yontif, so you're not going to have so much pain by the collection of the bones, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Rav Yossi disagrees, and he says the simcha of the regel does not remove from him the pain of the likud atzamos. So that's the explanations that I explained before. Okay, v'lo yar al meso. You're not allowed to awaken the feelings for a dead person. My lo yar al meso. What does it mean? Amarav kad hador safted of marava. When we used to give hespedu in Eretz Yisrael, amre yivkun ame kol marive libo yivkun ime. They should cry with him. The way the people giving a hesped so they would go throughout the city. You know those guys who would they scream. They go with a car. Oh, there's a levaya going on. So apparently in Eretz Yisrael they used to go throughout the city and tell people everybody should come to cry with these people who just lost somebody, because over there they used to know how to give good hesped and make everybody cry. That's what it means. Lo yor al meso. Don't hire a professional hesped giver to go get a lot of other people to join together to cry together. You shouldn't do that on Chol HaMoed. Kod Maregel Shloshim Yom, says the Gemara, Maishna Shloshim Yom. Why is this halacha? What's so special about 30 days before the Yantif? I'm Rav Kahn, I'm Rav Yudam Arav. Maisim Adam Echad. Shekines Mos Lalas Laregel. One time a guy gathered a lot of money together because he wanted to go do Aliyah Laregel. He had all this money. And the guy started giving a hesped for one of his relatives that had died. Unatalasan Ishto Unasanasanlo. And his wife took all the money that they had planned to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael for Aliyah Laregel. And he gave it to this person who's giving a hesped. Because he lost all his money, he gave it to this guy giving the hesped. He had to hire a guy to give the hesped, so he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. At that time, the rabbis decreed, don't start paying for hesped within 30 days, because the money that you have designated for yontif, you're going to have to give to the hespedim. Again, it's not just about the making aliyah l'regel. But all the preparations for Yantif cost a lot of money. So you need the money to prepare for Yantif, already 30 days before. You're going to start being shoal and vidarshan, like we learned in Pesachim. And people are going to, once they start darshaning for about the laws of the holiday, they're going to have money for the lulav and esrog, money for the matzah. So we need the money for that, so we don't want to pay somebody to give a hesped. Again, we learned that this is really for a guy who died 50 days before. You're not going to have a hesped for 30 days before. But maybe we said some Rishonim say that if the guy died 30 days, then you are allowed to. Right? So all the laws that we said before. So that's the opinion of Rav. Shmuel Amar, Lafisha Ein Hames, Mishtakech Min Alev Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says that that when you give a hesped for somebody, let's say somebody dies, from this Gemara it sounds like it's talking about even a guy who dies within 30 days before. So what's going to happen? The guy dies 2 weeks before Yontif. You can give him a hesped 2 weeks before Yontif, but you're going to still be remembering for 30 days, so it's going to go into Yontif. So that's why 30 days before Yontif, you're not allowed to give a hesped, because people are still going to remember. The normal way of remembering a mace is 30 days. Says Gemara, what? Really? Didn't we learn in Gemara in Brachos? Kirshner remembers the Gemara in Brachos, that in Brachos it says 12 months. Right? We learned the Gemara in Brachos. And daf nun ches amid beis, ein ha-meis mishtakach min ali vat shnei masar chodesh. That the mace, you forget about the mace 12 months afterwards. That's why for a father and mother, you mourn for 12 months, because that's as long as you remember the mace. So what do you mean 30 days? So the Achronim explain, well, there's forgetting and there's forgetting. No, it means the pain is gone after 30 days. But after 12 months, like, you know, Yamamish, even any vestiges of, you know, of any kind of personal, you know, real personal connection are gone after 12 months. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. My benai, what's the difference between two answers? Ikka benai, to cover b'chinam. Oh, let's say the guy's giving a hesped for free, you don't have to pay him. So then you're not worried about losing the money. But if it's an issue that you're still going to be in pain 30 days later, that's still a problem, even if the guy does it for free. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Ein chofrin kuchin ukvaros b'moed. You're not allowed to dig graves or like a mausoleum, an above ground grave, in a cave on Chol HaMoed, because it's a lot of tercha. But you are allowed to adjust the graves. Why? The Ramban says it's Tzorchei Rabim are done. And the Gemara is going to go into a little bit more detail about this. Va'osin nivreches b'moed, you are allowed to make a big pit that you would do laundry in. That's funny, you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to do laundry in Chol HaMoed. But to make this laundry pit is not such a big tircha. You're not allowed to do laundry. So some say that the laundry pit is made for those people who are allowed to do laundry. The Gemara has a list, the Mishnah has a list of exceptions. So says Tosas in Va'osin. Right? Take a look at this Tosas here. Third Tosas on the page. Take a look. Va'osin nivreches b'moed. Tema, amai tzarech b'moed. Halo ein mechabsin b'moed. What are you making a laundry pit to do your laundry with it? You can't do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Yishom adol tzarech kolosin shitir chav l'chabiz l'kam perek pasra. The Mishnah later on, in the third parak, has a list of exceptions of people who are allowed to do laundry, so for them you're making. V'yesh mefarshim lirchotzes ha-meis v'tachrichin. Tosas has another pshat. No, we're talking about not a laundry pit. It means to wash for the mace, for the purposes of the mace. Okay. The question is, what does this halacha have to do with anything? What's it doing here? So the Ritva says, since it has to do with digging, we're talking about digging for a mace, so digging the laundry thing also. Okay. Or it's for the tzorach mace. That pshat makes more sense, like we just said in the Ritva. Okay. The aron. You are allowed to make a casket for burial on Chol HaMoed. Im ha-meis b'chotzer. If you have the meis mamish right there in front of you, it is a casket. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Oser. He says you're not allowed to make an aron on Chol HaMoed. Elam kin yesh imo nusarim. Oh, right. So the Tanakama holds, you're even allowed to chop down trees to make a casket. Rabbi Oser says no. Only if you have the trees already, the boards are ready from before Yontif, then you can make the casket on Chol HaMoed. But you can't mamish chop down the trees on Chol HaMoed. Says, because that's too much tercha. It's tercha yisera. Says the Gemara, my kuchen my kfaros. Amirudo kuchen b'chafira, that's dug in the ground. Kfaros b'binyan. That's like a mausoleum in a cave. Tanya mihachi, Elohim kuchen b'chafira. Kfaros kuchen b'chafira. Kuchen you buried in the ground. Kfaros b'binyan. It's in a building. Avo mechanchen esha kuchen. You're allowed to, even though you're not allowed to dig them, you're allowed to adjust them. That's not such a big tircha just to adjust them. I learned the she'im haya aruch mikatsro. If it was too long, you can make it shorter. Masistan marachbo marachbo. You can make it longer and shorter depending on the size of the person needing to be buried. Ve'osim The osim nivreches. You're allowed to make a washing pit. Amar Yehuda zu bekia. It's a washing pit. V'atanya hanivreches habekia. It's two different things. Amar Abaye v'itemer of Kahana. Giha ubar giha. One of them was a very large. One of them was a large pit that was used for the laundry. One of them was like the main large pit, and one of them was a smaller one. There was a large pool that first they would gather all the water together was needed for the city. Large pool. And then you had a small pit next to it which was used for the cleaning. Ubar giha. That's the two of them. So sometimes they would call them by the same name. V'aronim ha-meis b'chatzer. You are allowed to build a kever if the mace is in the chatzer. Tanin l'hadatan rabbanan. This mishnah is the support for the following brisa. Osin called tzarchei ha-meis. You're allowed to do all the tzarchei ha-meis of cholamoid. Goes is in lo sara. You're allowed to cut the mace's hair. Umechabes in lo ksuso. And clean the garments. Osin la'aron minisarid. Hamunisar me'er of yantiv. You're allowed to make a casket from boards that were ready cut from me'er of yantiv. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Mavin Eitzim Umanasa. No, Rabbi Shimon, this is like Tanakama. You're even allowed to bring wood and chop down trees and make boards. Bitsina besoch beso, but you're only allowed to do it in private, inside the house, but not in public, because people are going to be choshesh that you're doing it for a different reason. So you're not allowed to do that. Okay, next Mishnah, here we go. Ein nosin nashim b'moed. You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Now, on Yontif, you're not allowed to get married because that's making a kinyan. Gzeir Hashem HaYichtov, right? You're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. We're afraid maybe you'll come to write it down. So you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. But this is even on Chol HaMoed when there's no problem as much of Gzeir Hashem HaYichtov. Ein nosim nashim b'moed. Lo besulas lo amanos. Whether she hasn't been married before or has been married. V'lo miyabmin. V'pnei shesimcha hilo. Because you're getting joy from the marriage. And on Yontif, you have to be focused on the joy of the Yontif. You're not allowed to... We're going to learn Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha in a second. Avol machzeros grushaso. However, but to remarry a girl who you divorced, that is not as much Simcha, because you're ready, you know, you were together already. So that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. By the way, it's a big mitzvah to remarry the girl you divorced. Right? Somebody in the shul... Recently just happened, not in our shul, in Eish Kodesh. Just recently, somebody just remarried somebody who they divorced. That's a big mitzvah to remarry somebody who divorced. Now, if you're a Kohen, there's two exceptions when you're not allowed to remarry somebody who divorced. First of all, if the girl married somebody else in the interim and then got divorced from that person, then there's an Isser to be Machzer Grushasim. You're not allowed to remarry her if she got married to somebody else in between. But if she did marry somebody else, it's a mitzvah to remarry the girl you divorced. Unless you're a Kohen, of course, you're not allowed to marry a divorcee. So then you're not allowed to marry even your own, right? Even your own divorcee. Anyway, says the Gemara, V'osa isha tachshiteh b'moed. A woman is allowed to put on makeup and rouge and do other things to make herself look beautiful in Chol HaMoed because it's tzorach haguf. It's like ochel nefesh. She's allowed to look beautiful. Even though there's a lot of tircha involved. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo tasud. A woman shouldn't like put this like mud that the women put on to beautify themselves. Because at the time that she puts the mud on, it doesn't look nice. Even though afterwards she's going to take it off, she's going to look beautiful. But at the time, she's not allowed to do that. Ha-hejo tofa kedarko. So here, meleches uman is asur and Chol HaMoed. So a hejo, who's not an uman, is allowed to sew up things in a normal way. But v'ha uman machliv. But an uman who's doing melecha is not allowed to do their usual meleches uman. They have to do it in a weird way when they're sewing stuff up, they have to like skip and not do it in the normal way. Umisargan is hamitos. You're allowed to make beds by weaving the beds. Rabbi Yossi Omer misatchin. That you're not allowed to make it in the normal way. You got to make it in a different way. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Ask the Gemara. V'chi simcha hilo mayhave. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to get married because it's besimcha. Shkoyach, so you're allowed to have simcha on Yontif, so it's great. We should get married. What's the problem? Amidam Shmuel, v'chinam Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Oshi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, l'fish ein marvin simcha besimcha. You're not allowed to get married because you're not allowed to mix in the simcha of marriage with the simcha of Yontif. Because a person has an obligation to be misameach and Yontif only with the simcha of Yontif and not something else. That is the first opinion. Rabba by Rav Huna Amar, a different reason. It's not a halacha that Einmar b'simcha b'simcha, but it's an embarrassment to the yontif if you're going to leave the simcha of the yontif and go address the simcha of your wife. You have to be mesamech with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not with your wife. Amalei by the Rav Yosef. This statement of Rav Huna really was taught originally by Rav. Damar of Daniel Bakatina Amar Rav. How do you know you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha, b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. That you have to rejoice in the chag and not in your wife. So according to this, what about a pigeon abed? Maybe that would be able to happen. Other simchas, maybe yes. Here it's a samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. But according to the first reason of Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha, then any simcha you can't do. It's not just b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. But Rav holds that a different simcha you're allowed to have on Chol HaMoed. Only simchas nisuin you can't, because when you do a simchas nisuin, your mamash totally forget about the yontif. But other simcha, which is not, let's say, a pidgin aben, would be mutter to do on Chol HaMoed, because the pidgin aben is not such a big simcha that it causes you to forget the yontif entirely. But the other opinion says, no, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, you can't have any sudas mitzvah, even a pidgin aben you couldn't have. According to Shmuel, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, it's also to have any kind of simcha on Chol HaMoed, even a different one. I think my son Binyamin, no, it's Binyamin here, Binyamin's pidgin aben. My son Binyamin was born Yud Tes El. His pidgin aben was on Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the Manhattan Day School Sukkah in Manhattan. My father was the principal of Manhattan Day School at the time. So he needed a big sukkah for pidgin aben. So we did it in the Manhattan Day School Sukkah. Yud Tes Tishrei. Right? Mamish and Chol HaMoed. Okay. Now, the Magen Avraham explains Rav's drasha as follows: "V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, klomar simchas ha'seuda sh'ata osel tzorach ha'regel, dainu baser v'yayin yeh b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha." So the Magen Avraham writes, going to Rav, it's mutter to get married on Chol HaMoed, just don't have the suda. But according to Shmuel, the Eimar v'simcha b'simcha, you're not allowed to have any simcha even without a suda. Wow. And the Magen Avraham writes, Naf community in Rav and Shmuel, as far as getting married on Purim. According to Rav, who said, Purim is not considered to be a chag. You're allowed to get married on Purim. But according to Shmuel, who said, it's not just about the meal. So Simchas Purim would be Aser. God Simchas Purim, Aser Laiv Simcha Cheres. So says the Magen Avraham. Might be enough for me through Rav and Shmuel whether you like to get married on Purim. Okay, that's two opinions. Ula Amar, third opinion. Mipnei Torah. No, not Eimar B'Simcha B'Simcha. Because it's a headache and a half to arrange a wedding. It's a tircha yuseir on Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to do it. Because you're so happy about the chasna, it's a big bother, you're going to put a lot of effort into it, it's going to be a tircha on yontif. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafkam b'nei bittel periv rivya. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, if you let people get married in Chol HaMoed, they're all going to want to do it, because they'll save money by getting married in Chol HaMoed, because anyway you have to have a yontif meal. So people are going to delay weddings until yontif, and it's going to be bittel periv rivya. Wow. You got to get married right away, you got to have kids right away. We don't want people delaying it till Chol HaMoed. Wow. Mipnei bittel periv rivya. One more line. Meisive kol el shamru asur lisa b'moed mutar lisa erev haregel. Anyone who you're not allowed to marry in Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to marry Erev Yontif. Kasha Lukulu, All it's a kash on all four of the opinions. Why? Because even if you get married on Erev Yontif, so you're still going to be Sheva Brachos on Yontif. So you're going to be mixing Marvim Simcha B'Simcha. So Marcus gives it an answer for all four of the answers. Lo kasha. Laman damim shim simcha. Iker simcha chad yomahu. No, the main simcha is only day one. So we're not worried about Sheva Brachos. Laman damim shim tircha. Iker tircha chad yomahu. The main bother is on day one. So we're not worried. Laman damim shim bitul periv arivya. Chad yomahu lamashi nish nafshe. Just to be able to save the one day, a person's not going to delay it till Chol Moed. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Rabbosai, tomorrow morning, 6:25 Central Standard Time, 8:25 Eastern Standard Time on Zoom. Everybody's welcome to join. Hopefully the Zoom will work. The Wi-Fi hopefully will be working in this Beaver Creek, whatever we're going. And everyone should have an enjoyable, I'm sorry I won't be in person, but hopefully we'll thank you for coming. And hopefully we'll connect over Mord Cutton over the next week over Zoom, Bez Hashem. And we'll join. We'll welcome the Daf Yomi Chevra from Beaver Creek to join the Chevra.
Can't wait, Rabbeinu. Can't wait. We had a great run with those Chevra last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.